stuff made out of cornmeal? Do you ever have something like mushy?
Mush, yeah, they make mush. I wouldn't eat it, but they make it. And we also had our grits. Hominy. We had hominy and we had grits.
Well, the hominy
is the whole grain of corn.
Okay.
You put it in a barrel and you soak it with some red devil's lye for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that softens the husk up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't leave it there long enough to soften the whole thing, but it's husk would get soft.
Mm-hmm.
And that water swelling, it would bust that husk over. See? Then Mama would take it out and dry it. Well, that husk had already busted. And when it got dried out, while she washed it and got the lye out of it, she would lay it up and let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
Then she would take her some handfuls back and go like that, husk would just pop right off her. Then she put it back in water and soaked it. She'd soak them grains of corn to get soft and she'd cook them.
Uh-huh.
And that was our hominy.
Uh-huh.
That was hominy then.
Uh-huh.
The grits and the old hominy was different. We called it hominy.
Okay.
And she would sometimes, like we would take that hominy and she would cook it with different things. And it was good a lot of ways. Now, I would eat that, but when they ground up that meal made mush, I didn't like that. I never would eat oatmeal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't
mm-hmm.
like it. But now grits, boy, I love my grits and tomatoes.
Yeah.
They put take these tomatoes and put them. Just make your pot of them. You fix them grits. Then you dump them tomatoes on it and scramble up some eggs in it.
I never eat them that way.
Oh, good. And I like grits and tomatoes because I love both of them. See, you mix it together.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it's like rice and tomatoes. I like rice and tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times we'd have grits, tomatoes, and biscuits and fish for breakfast. Fry some spotter or mullet,
uh-huh.
Any kind of fish we have.
Yeah, yeah.
And a sweet potato.
Yeah.
We call it sweet tartar. We didn't say potato, we said tallies. That's for tallies. You learned something
okay,
today.
I got a lot here.
Yeah.
What about, was there one kind of corn you'd eat, one kind that you might feed?
Yeah,
it?
Boy, my wife won't have nothing but white cornbread.
Uh-huh.
She wants white cornbread and white grits. Now, my first wife wanted yellow meal. She liked the yellow meat. They get dip people
yeah.
from there.
What but, about to eat, like off of the bowl?
Both of that's good, but my wife raises the yellow and the white.
Uh-huh.
See, for a meal, she won't have nothing but white. Corn pudding, like cream corn,
mm-hmm.
she won't have nothing but yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't remind
yeah.
her of that, but it tastes as good anyway. She says if you use the yellow, you don't have to put much butter in it. It looks like it's already buttered. but now we plant both kinds, white and yellow.
And did you eat them when they were still
yeah, we pulled the shuck off.
Or?
Yeah. Well, what we call roasting ears.
Uh-huh.
Corn on the cob, that's roasting ears.
Okay.
And you can strip that shuck off of them and you get the silk out of it
mm-hmm.
and put it in the oven and roast it. You can boil it. You put it on beans and boil it,
mm-hmm,
you know, it good,
mm-hmm.
any way you cook it. There's several
okay.
ways of cooking it. And you cut it off the cob and bring it to a boil and make cream corn out
uh-huh,
of it.
Uh-huh.
We do it different ways.
Yeah.
Back then, Mama used to have to put it on fruit jar when we were younger. Now we put it in the deep fridge. But it's
uh-huh,
the same thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So
yeah.
she used to can it up. And she takes this half a gallon jar and she takes small, nice, uniform ears
mm-hmm.
and she pre-cook them, you know, and put them in those jars. And then
the whole ear?
Yeah, and then we'd have corn on the cob when we wanted.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And